So it's called the Science Podcast, and these are a couple of atheists that run this podcast. So I thought you'd be interested to hear what they say. This is only one little bit, so it's over half an hour, and I couldn't play you the whole thing because I'd have to have so many beeps in it, bleeping out the expletives.
Because you can't pray, this shit's a space!
This episode of the Science Enthusiast Podcast is brought to you by Science Moms. Science Moms, because I want to take this opportunity to shamelessly promote this documentary that's become a huge fucking part of my life for the past 2 years and has now been released into the wild of the internet. And for just $4.99, you can own this documentary, which is, and this is way cheaper than anything that Gwyneth Paltrow will ever tell you to put in your vagina. So just, you know, price comparison there.
As I asked on Twitter, of clarification.
I don't shove the documentary in the vagina. Don't shove it in there.
If we can make dildos out of stones and those can be sold, I don't see why I can't take pebbles out of my driveway, run them through the washing machine in the dryer.
Yeah.
I guess I don't know. I've never washed rocks. And I don't see why you can't use that as an insertable object. I don't see why. If God made it, it's natural, and then why not? To each their own.
That's true. I mean, and Gwen did say that anything that is natural can't be bad for you or something like that. But if you want to, you know, watch this movie that I put a lot of time into, you know, go to sciencemomsdoc.com. Or don't, you know.
It's up to you. In the theme of Gwyneth advocating that you put a wasp's nest in your vagina, I mean, I can unequivocally say that the Science Mom movie is better than sticking your dick in a wasp nest.
Oh man, that's the best endorsement I have received.
I will go on the record.
Go on the record with that. I'm gonna meme that and put that on the front page of the website.
Let's not do that.
So moving on, we're here.
And thank you for listening to the Science Enthusiast Podcast. This is episode 71, which 71. Is more than 70, but less than 72. And my name is Dan, and as always, I'm joined by my good friend Natalie.
Hey, we're back together. We took last week off because I came back from PsyCon with the goddamn plague. Seriously. I was in bed for days, and I was a little concerned because I haven't been sick in over a year probably, and I probably still sound like shit, so I'm sorry everybody for sounding more annoying than usual.
Yeah, I mean, you sound fine to me, but I hear you a lot, so
I know. So but to anybody else, just apologies from the jump. I'm sorry.
Oh, I mean, that's been the theme of the show since episode one, I think.
Yeah, it's all apologies all the time. The Natalie and Dan apology tour that is never going to end because we're on 71 with no signs of stopping because we have probably 2 months worth of episodes to share with you guys.
Right, we keep going. Hey, this guy, I heard on NPR. Let's talk.
Yeah.
I forget because of course we're doing this off the cuff right now. I forget who it was, but there it was a recent. I think it was Fresh Air, where they had a guy on talking about the science of sleep and basically shamed me forever not sleeping or for sleeping less than 8 hours a night. And what I learned was I am going to get Alzheimer's when I'm 40. I got a good 7 years left.
All right, well let's make a lot of podcasts, I guess. let's do some stuff with these 7 years that you have left. So I guess moving on, this show this week is just kind of off the cuff in general, but I said again, there's no God of the week, because if there was, somebody's thoughts and prayers would have worked by now, because fuck the world sometimes.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Bad stuff all the time.
The theme with that, though, is always, it's always a small, we're kind of vaguely referring to what happened in Texas, where we had just, as far as we know, of course, this is just a few days after, but just one person doing something, obviously, it goes without saying, horrible. But it's always, you know, just one person that does something awful, or a small group of people that do just something awful, and then it affects just so many people.
One person does something awful and it affects so many people. So that's probably a theme that we'll carry
We were supposed to have some sort of positive introduction here, weren't we?
Yeah, we're like just to let people know we've got something kind of funny at the end. But
there's
a light at the end of the tunnel. There is a light at the end of the tunnel, but we have to get through the tunnel first. And should I start leading us down?
The tunnel walls are coated in shit though. So
yeah. So all right. So yeah, we'll just get going. So tonight our recording's a little different. Even though we've done shows of the two of us talking before, you know, we talked about punching Nazis.
The best
shows. We talked about chicken nuggets. We talked about all kinds of weird stuff. But like this one feels like it just has to be more. I know this is just kind of us, and there's a lot that has led us to this conversation. But I feel like I want to start this by saying something that I should have actually said with words, speaking a long time ago. So for the past couple months, and I mean more than that, because I don't even know how long at this point, on the internet, the wonderful internet, I've seen the same blog posts, vague and not so vague status updates from all fucking corners of the internet referencing you, my co-host, my friend, my partner in all this stuff, and unsubstantiated accusations against you. I've seen this game of internet telephone get turned well past 11, right? So every time I would read these things, I'd feel the same combination of anger and disgust, and yet I wouldn't say anything out loud. I'm mad at myself for that, you know, to some extent, for being afraid of what people would say to me or about me, for publicly and explicitly just standing up for you and by you. And it occurred to me after PsyCon, after Vegas, I don't know how I could stand up confidently and speak in a room of 500 people, right? Just be there, be me, whatever. And at the same time, I've become afraid of standing by my best friend in these digital spaces. And I know that that's fucked. And I reached that point where I'm like, I don't want to be held hostage by these feelings anymore. And without going too deep into my own bullshit, because we all know we have our own bullshit, I know that some of my hesitation came from just dealing with my own stuff. Like, I experienced my own, bullshit months and months ago. But I feel like after that, I was dealing with my own underlying fears of public rejection or whatever excuse, you know, we concoct in our own minds. And none of that really matters because, you know, we're here now. And that's why I wanted to start this whole thing by saying, like, I love you and I've got your back, and saying that here, just to whomever is listening, in public, not just on a friends only Facebook post, because just fuck it, the bullshit, it has to stop. And I'm sorry for not saying
there are a lot of very confused people probably listening to this right now who have no idea what's being referred to.
Yeah, and that's why it's time to talk about it.
Yeah, that's been part of my problem is it's just weird. There's no roadmap for something like this, because it's just so foreign, and dealing with something that's just so not accurate, not true, and especially when you're in a community of people who a lot pretend to be critically thinking oriented and like to see evidence or not let some sort of weird conspiracy theory coded with an appeal to emotion put forward and propagated and without saying, hey, whoa, let's talk about this and see what's going on. So I I don't know when this first started, but I think it was like a year and a half ago or something. Maybe
I would say about a year and a half ago.
About 2 years ago, I think. This whole narrative that I've been sexually harassing all these different women and sending us all sorts of unsolicited images and short, medium, and long story to that is, well, that's just not the case. That's a lie, and that's demonstrably so a lie that there was no harassment. There's nothing that was ever sent non-consensually. What's happened since then, though, is that this thing has grown to where we have and I didn't want to name names, but since he put it out there, Stefan Niederbach, the admin for the page We Love GMOs and Vaccines, wrote, I don't want to call it an article. I don't know what to call
it. I think we're just going to call it a post. We're going to call it a post.
Some sort of post that he then posted to Medium, referring to a specific incident of an image that was sent, I believe, a year and a half ago, and for the record, was fucking funny at the time. We can go into the whole philosophy behind that, but postmodern intimate images like that, just for purely ironical purposes, that's fucking funny. So you can kiss my ass. I don't care if you want to make fun of me for it, because it's fucking funny. But this said this whole thing, and even. In the original post, called me a rapist for what he believes me sending these images in an unsolicited nature, which again was not the case at all, makes that jump to a rapist, and then now we have other
people jumping on that,
and I mean, there were people before that were saying things, but we have other people jumping in and saying, well, I've had I don't know how many tens of screenshots that have been sent to me of people saying just the dumbest shit, but it's like saying, well, he raped somebody. It's like, well, you part of that is you have to actually meet somebody in person. You have to actually have some sort of physical contact to do that. So it's this whole weird combination of just a, like I said before, conspiracy theory. Now we have this appeal to emotion, where we have this anonymous horde of people claiming to be some sort of victim of something. What, we don't know, because maybe he raped somebody, maybe he didn't, and now we have just this seemingly mindless horde so willing to share it, and of course immediately go into a whole tirade about how terrible I am because I mock bad ideas like religion and so on and so forth, and maybe just the overwhelming minority of it has anything to deal with the actual statement or claim or allegation of harassment or anything like that, and it's all just devolves into a personal attack on me or the things that I post and the things that I say, and it's just very confusing because it's bullshit. I know it's bullshit. Probably the people who originated the story and started saying it in the first place know it's bullshit. They know they're lying, but they don't care because they know they have this just very, and I hate to go this route with it, but it's just what tends to be very extremist type social justice warriors who are just they pardon the whatever phrase, they smell blood and then they just attack and now
and that's how it felt, and I think that's where I eventually reached my and again I feel awful that it took this long.
Well, I don't feel awful,
but it's that
that's not what I want.
I reached this point where I start, because you know how it's like this disease that spreads among all of these tribes of people. And then one night, there was just one fucking night where I saw people literally posting status updates about you.
And, was this like two weeks ago?
Uh-huh. You know exactly the night I'm talking about.
That was fucking funny to me because I was on my alt account. Just, and so I could go in and like see what they're saying. It's like, oh, well, you're saying that. Okay, well, I'm removing you from my Facebook experience and I never have to see or interact with you ever again. And we'll get to that concept a little bit later.
And I just couldn't even believe what I was seeing because right.
And what that had to do with that had to while we're on the train of getting people to hate us here, we can talk about that just for a second, because it's somewhat related. Is it that specific night had to do with the MythCon just bullshit? Mm-hmm. Like, is that that whole? I've stopped talking about it. We've stopped posting about it
because
that entire thing is toxic, and I, based on the way they've handled that afterwards, I'm just washing my hands of it and saying, well, that was probably something that we would have liked to have done differently, and maybe not been a participant of, not because of what happened during or before, but just the post. That's a topic of another podcast it was all about that Sargon tweet, where Sargon said, I wouldn't even rape you, and the arguments being forwarded on all these posts. And again, this we're recording this the first week of November. This was maybe like 2-3 weeks ago. Who knows, time goes so quickly. But they were saying, well, that's you have to, that all that's happening there is they're cheering sexual harassment, which I said, yeah, maybe some of them, but there's a lot of layers here. I'm not saying there's good people on both sides. I'm not saying anything about the goodness or badness of people, because who am I to judge? Something, cast the first stone. I mean,
all that stuff.
Brooke Clock is right twice a day, so maybe the Bible got that one right. But there's a lot of different, you have somebody who's coming, you have the buildup of all the drama of, oh, this is going to be like a head-to-head mashup. You have Thomas who was visibly angry and was responding very, very poorly to the things that were being said, engage the audience, like, which just eggs them on, because that's what trolls want. They want to be engaged. They want to know that they got to you. And that's a victory to them, in some fucked up way. And so they're not, maybe, yeah, again, sure, maybe some of them think that it's okay to say something like that to somebody. It's not. It is sexual harassment. But that's not why they were cheering. They were cheering because of the defiance, because they knew it was going to make him upset, because they knew it was going to make him flip his shit, because he flipped his shit about 5 or 9 different times through that every time something like that happens. So they know they're getting that reaction and they don't care why. And it's like we're talking two different languages about, we have decent people who would never say that, who would never cheer anything like that for any reason. But then we have this subset, we have this other group of people, again, not saying fine on both sides, who are just speaking an entirely different language, who are tone deaf to that in the first place. So you're talking past each other, and neither one of you care that you're talking past another. And so I make that point. I got at one point got blocked by somebody that we had on the show like maybe 7 or 8 episodes ago, who I respected until that point, because I said, you're not even engaging. You're just saying, no, that's wrong, because it's wrong. And that's not how I how you argue. It's not how I would think people who again claim to be rational, claim to care about thinking through things. It's not how I would imagine you would argue,
I guess. And then I guess that, you know, with all of that stuff being said, I guess for me, because I'm with all of these things very much just more of the bystander, because I just don't really engage much with this kind of stuff. Like, I do my funny stuff on the internet. I promote
because,
my movie. I, you know,
because you're smarter than me.
Whatever. So, but that's me. But then I will say that there were nights around that time where I typed and then deleted comments, because to see it go from, hey, we clearly disagree with this guy about his idea, about what he said or how he said it, to go from that to, oh, did you see this article on Medium? It's like, go fuck yourselves.
Because
for me, that's what did it for me. Because you can disagree with people. You can argue with people on the internet. You can block them. You can unfriend them. You can do whatever the fuck you want. But then when you have that moment where you're going to start to engage in posting about that person, in spreading gossip, in doing all of that stuff, then you've gone beyond the pale. You've taken it beyond the level of an internet argument to, I am going to attack somebody's character. Fuck that. I'm sorry. That made me really mad. And I'm sorry.
No, it's, well, and it, maybe I'm just desensitized to it because it's been going on, and I mean, it's, I knew when we started doing anything, or when I started doing anything, that the internet is the internet, and if you do something or say something on the internet, you're going to get the type of reaction that the internet gives you, and that's fine with me. it's taken therapy for me to be able to say that and even talk about this out loud like this, like what we're doing right now, without feeling too much anxiety about it. But I mean, it's, you just get to a point where we have people who don't know me, who don't know what the situation was, who don't care to follow up with what the situation was, so why should I value what these people think or what they have to say, and if you're not going to engage me in an honest and fair manner, if you're going to say things like that, if you're going to do things like that, then I'm just not going to have you be part of my life experience here, and thankfully, because I know how the fucking block button works, we can easily do that, and other people can easily do that if they feel like something is bothersome to them, or if they want to remove a situation that they say is happening, you can block somebody, and that's totally okay. But yeah, like you said, and part, I got to give a shout out to Seth Andrews on two of his shows. One I think was 2 or 3 weeks ago, maybe, about is the atheist movement dying. And then he had one that came out just this past Monday, I think it was, or at least I listened to it on Monday, or I think I saw it on Monday, with David Smalley, who is of course not a controversial figure anymore. They were both, the first one was just Seth talking about just the level of vitriol that we have, and then the second one with David, and maybe that's why, and I try to look at and examine what biases I have with any situation, and I'm really trying to see through the lens of people who don't know you, who don't know what you think, who don't care to know you, don't care to know what you think, saying truly just horrendous things about you, many of them false, and then you have to make the decision, do I respond to this, do I ignore it, if I try to try to engage this and say, no, that's not what happened, or that's not what I think, this is what happened, this is what I think, is that, you know, what's the reaction from that going to be? Because now, I mean, I'm at a point where I don't, you know, anytime I say anything anywhere for any reason, I know it's going to be screenshot and posted somewhere, because there's at one point at least a half dozen pages posting things about me and screenshots and saying just absolutely ridiculous things, and that, you know, like I've been threatening people. I think the most concrete example of me threatening somebody was I was talking about my divorce from last year, and talking about meeting with my divorce attorney. They blurred out the word divorce, but you can clearly see that there's a D, yeah, ends in an E, there's a V kind of shape in the middle. And they said, oh, see, he's talking to an attorney, so he's threatening people. And Yes, how fucking stupid and just disingenuous are you that you think you can do this without me seeing it or without me calling it out? You are fucking stupid if you think anybody with any semblance of intelligence or credibility to their name is going to buy into this, because you're clearly playing some game. If you know you're right, if you know that you have truth on your side, then there's no reason to take things out of context. There's no reason to blur random words in screenshots. There's no reason to do any of that, because if you're right, you're right, and the evidence will speak for itself. The truth will speak for itself. And it's just frustrating to see so many people, many of them fine people. It's a running joke between me and Emily. I'm sorry. I can't stop saying that.
You can't stop. But
to see so many people that I had some, I don't want to say a lot, but some level of respect for, just completely go off the deep end and just buy into just some awful things. But anyway, this was all on a tirade about David Smalley, who agreed to be, or I asked him to be on the show, I think months ago, and he said he would, and then we just kind of got busy and forgot, which I mean, I'm sure he did too. He probably forgot after he said, "Yeah, I'll do it," and then continue living his life. But yeah, like when he was back to the episode with Seth, he's talking about how people just say these things, and how people that he thought he was friends with, and that he, you know, had some pretty what sounded like emotional experiences with, like life experiences, with and people that actually knew him turning and saying, you know, throughout the course of a comment thread that has, you know, 1,000 comments on it, progressing from, "Oh yeah, well yeah, oh my God, he's such an asshole, he's such a dickhead," and whatever, and just seeing that progression, because I don't know, it's some weird combination of the I hate saying this because hashtag not all social justice warriors, but you have the extremist social justice warriors who use a level of hyperbole, and when the problem with hyperbole is when you engage in hyperbole, you have nowhere to go once you've said something extreme. So that's how you make the jump from you know, "I don't like how David Smalley had you know, I don't know if he had Dave Rubin on, if Rubin had him on, you know, I don't like how he's becoming like Dave Rubin now." Yeah. And now he's such an asshole, he's such a dickhead, or
such a centrist.
In my instance, you right. In my specific example, you go from, well, he sexually harassed these people, these women, through messages on Facebook that, you know, we're gonna screenshot very carefully here and there, to he's a rapist. That's how hyperbole works. You're going to move from one extreme to the next extreme to the next, and now we have it moved to actual, like, people actually saying, "I saw in a thread on Stefan fucking Niederbach's post that, well, yeah, he raped this one person, and I was friends with it," and I said, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, let's talk about this." And that, I mean, that's how shit works. And
once you go that
short story
extreme,
made long again, yeah. People are just very interesting with how they come up with their stories.
Well, people are interesting in how they come up with stories, and people are interesting in the stories that they choose to believe. And I think that I brought this up. I did make a Facebook post about this. I guess it was Friday or something. And just the idea of, you know, we don't all have to like each other, right? Just because we share common beliefs or a lack of belief. I mean, I'm not
going to
talk
now
about my larger feelings on that whole, like, atheist quote unquote community issue, because I have thoughts about that I just don't want to get into right now. But we don't have to, like, kumbaya around a campfire. We can disagree, whatever. That's it. But at the same time, when you start having like extreme reactions to somebody, and you're about to share something like that is clearly, come on, a bullshit like hit piece on somebody, think, am I sharing this because I actually believe that this is true? Or is it because I just don't fucking like this person? Like, dude, you know people don't like you. Like, this is a thing. It's a thing.
What?
And it's okay.
Yeah. What?
Since... Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Shit. I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
Sorry. I'm really sorry. Did I just rock your world?
Oh my God.
Adam.
Oh my God. Feels. Oh no.
I know. Oh no. Yeah. But that's essentially what I was saying is like, come on, people. You can dislike Dan, but you can also dislike bullshit and be the better person and stand up for like, facts,
well,
or lack of evidence, or whatever you want to go by. Jesus fucking Christ!
And like I've told people before, most of the time, I'm not offended if somebody doesn't believe what I'm saying or what my denial or whatever. That it has no impact on me or what I know did and did not happen. It doesn't have any impact on how I feel about myself, because if you don't want to believe me, that's fine. you don't have to. I'm not the one forcing you to do something. I'm not forcing you to make a decision. And I think that's kind of our whole thing is we don't support as atheists, I should say, we don't want people to feel forced into a decision. We don't want to control people's thoughts. We don't want to have that level of authority over people. So to me, you got to question the validity of anything, of any ideology, any statement that's made when people start handing out ultimatums and saying, if you don't do this, then we're not friends, or I'm blocking you. Like, you got to question what their motivations are and what the reasoning is behind that. But going back, I don't really have a problem with people not believing that, because there's so much, especially now. I mean, every day, at least for the past week or so, you feel like you wake up and there's a new headline of Kevin Spacey or Howard Weinstein or the I saw an article. I kind of skimmed it yesterday because it was rather long. I believe it was in the New Yorker, and I apologize if I'm getting that wrong. About like a literal army of spies that Harvey Weinstein had. Fault. Had to harass, literally to interrogate his victims and things like that, and so I don't see fault in people not wanting to be associated with me because of that, or if they say, well, that I don't know what is or isn't, we're just not going to. Just hands off that situation, just not get involved. I understand that, and that, honestly, that might be what I would do too. So I don't see faults on that. What I see faults in is people who, like you said, propagate this, who share it, and I mean, maybe it's interesting, it's gossipy, that's why we have a whole fucking like network called E! Television that is dedicated to celebrity gossip and shit. So I mean, I'm not stupid. I understand why people find that interesting.
But don't you wish that we would be better?
I don't know. I don't wish. I have an expectation of people who pretend to call themselves skeptics or critical thinkers, or pretend that they are so much smarter than the average person. It's not a wish, like I said, an expectation that there would be some level of critical anything happening, because there's clearly not happening, especially when you're making comparisons of alleged online harassment through a chat box of that you could easily block somebody in, and calling that person Harvey Weinstein, like calling that person a rapist. You have lost the plot. You have disqualified yourself from this conversation when you make that jump, because that is a substantial difference in how methodically somebody like that works, how horrendous, how devastating to so many people that is. You've lost, And I don't have a problem saying that now. I was so terrified to talk about this before, especially 2 months ago when it was all flaring up. I was just terrified as to what I was going to wake up to that day. Because again, if had I done these things, had I acted in that way, I would be scared to death. And rightfully so. And I don't know how people who I don't know how you move on, because I've tried to think, well, what if I just say, oh, I'm sorry for what I did, but I'm not sorry because I didn't do anything wrong, so I have nothing to apologize for. But there are so many people out there, and I can think of one in particular right now.
I probably have
a lot to apologize for. There's a lot of people who have committed criminal acts of sharing these images of me. I've received some screenshots that again, one person in particular sent of me, where they clearly identified who I am. And I'm going to pursue criminal charges of some kind, of see what I can do there, because that is sexual harassment. That is illegal. And I don't know how you can justify any semblance of moral high ground or of being just or right about your actions when you do something so terrible, and to so many people, to anybody. And this, I guess I'm skipping over the people who originally that I had, you know, consensual one-on-one manner shared any of these images with, them sharing it and disseminating it with others, just to further whatever fucked up goal they had. It's just I don't understand.
I know, and I don't either, and clearly we never will understand exactly why people behave this way. But it's been really, like, I don't know what sort of words to assign to this, because it's disheartening and disappointing in terms of just humanity. It's been total shit watching you and your awesome girlfriend and, you know, like, the people who
and so many
go through this.
And so many of our friends and people that we used to be friends with until this, and I anymore at this point, I don't know who is or isn't consider themselves a friend, or I get messages almost every day from people saying support you and sorry for what's happening, and they're just afraid to say anything publicly though, because they've seen what happens to people. I mean, like you,
who
say anything, or to our friend Mike, who said something, posted something of a similar nature last week, and I mean that whole situation. I don't want to go into that further.
It's fucked up beyond. These people are monsters. I'm sorry, they're monsters. They are. Their behavior.
Their
behavior is so far out of line for what any grown person should be doing. And it's not, and it's not okay.
And like I've said before, I understand if people don't believe me or just want to not be associated with me because of that. Okay, that's fine. I'll be okay. I will still carry on my my page, our show, all the things will be quite operational still without your support. We will be okay without you. We're not mourning the loss of you. But when you block me or I block you because I don't see any value in having you as part of my life experience moving forward, and I don't see any value with ever interacting with you again, and then you feel it's necessary to virtue signal to others, hey, look, I blocked this. And again, this is I'm trying to not make this focus on me, because this is not just a problem exclusive to me or exclusive to this one situation. This is I feel like almost like a microcosm of everything that's been going on, just everything that's been going on with everything always. But you just have, I mean, I don't even know.
No, what I was gonna say, you know, is that We've talked about a specific situation here, right? And people can, you know, change their opinions, keep their opinions, whatever, based on this specific situation.
Based on new evidence and new information, weird,
all that stuff. But I guess really what I would ask anybody really, and I ask this of myself, of just anybody, is that We need to remember that when we're interacting, like, you know, on Twitter, on Facebook, in social media, whatever, we're interacting with people. We are people. We are interacting with other people who have lives, who are impacted by words. Because, yes, we know that words are powerful. We know that rumors spread like wildfire. We know that this happens. And so the internet, it's like, the world's at our fingertips, right? For better or worse. And we need to do more of the better with it than the worse. And it's on us. And I mean, I guess we can do our best, but I would just want anybody else to as well, to just fucking think. Be better. Well,
and people, really. I mean, people make mistakes. And I mean, that happens. Like nobody is perfect. Everybody has things that they have said or done or thought that they would rather not be public. I think we will take a break, and then we'll be back with Why We Love the Internet. Can I finish? Can I start so I can finish?
Please start. I'm sorry for getting us off track already.
Yeah. Well, what we have to talk about here is very important. This week, this is why we added. This week, the reason we love the internet is the the Facebook.
It's skull artwork. Facebook,
well, no, you got to say the full name. It's Skull Artwork.
Dash.
I love skulls. Not to be confused with Skull Artwork. Dash. Oh, I love skulls. You got to look for the lowercase w in artwork. That's how you know you're in the real official group of the Facebook page Skull Artwork. Dash. I love skulls. The group that has 220 some thousand members in it right now, and as I quickly learned as we were prepping for this segment, just going through the member list,
prepping for this segment, like, this is a real official thing that we do. We prep by we look at skull artwork, you know.
We you can't prove that we don't prep for this show. True. You go through new feature in Facebook groups, you go through the member list and you can see your friends in the group, which is fine. And then it has this weird section that says members with things in common. We don't know what things, they're just things in common.
They're just things. So these are skulls. People,
These are people who with whom I have things in common, but then also members living in my home city of Indianapolis. And I expected there to be like 5 or 6. It's like at least 50. So I think what we're going to do is we're going to make a meetup.com group, and we will just hang out with the Indianapolis chapter of Skull Artwork I Love Skulls.
Because, I mean, you know that you've got at least 5 minutes worth of stuff to talk about. And then good luck.
Well, I bet. It's so much, but it's again it's the whole it's like postmodernism, I think, which again we can talk about postmodernism on another show, and that means by talking about it and trying to define postmodernism, that makes you anti-postmodernism, which is like the most one of the most beautiful things I think can possibly exist, is just by merely trying to define what is this thing, is now you've disqualified yourself from, now you're an enemy, and
you know what's also beautiful? You know what's also beautiful? A Christmas tree that has a skull head with a Santa cap on top, like where a star would be, and the Christmas tree though is draped with a lacy like ghost type of thing, and then there's 3 skull heads with a Santa hat, and then there's a full-on skeleton just like crouched next to the skeleton tree, also wearing a Santa cap and a like Santa tie.
There are a lot of layers happening there.
There's a lot.
We have a reference to Christmas, beautiful. To Jesus, to Christianity, and then their theft of the pagan tradition, and then we have lacy, so like sexy skull.
The skeleton's dressed up for like a night on the town. They're going to the winter gala with chains on, and it's kind of like a Christmas Carol Jacob Marley thing, right? Wasn't that the one that came in chains?
It's a lot of things.
It's a lot.
But these are. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, no, I mean, because then you just scroll down. And so it's not just home crafts, like for the holidays. It's things that remind me of Desher Zone. Like,
yeah, that's what I was going to say. This is really a callback to episode 7, way back when, Dr. John Snyder. Go back and check out.
Was that also the Osiris Golden Dick episode? Because it might be.
That was Osiris.
Isis I'm looking and at Osiris. The, yeah. Because I feel like
platform something promotion. I'm looking at our archives on scienceenthusiastpodcast.com. And I remember exactly. I was sitting on the floor of Emily's apartment at the time that we were recording this too. But at any rate, these are all in the theme of Desher Zone, which is like a skull or just something. Some sort of artwork that's just totally ridiculous. And again, we're not trying to just, if you like this stuff, that's great for you, but you have to admit it's pretty funny.
It's funny.
Especially
like the one,
especially
it's
when
a
you
pirate
write,
skull. Yeah. What the fuck are you addicted to over a pirate skull?
Right. When you put like inspirational quotes over it, but then like you add your branding to it. Like this one I'm looking at, it's a skull wearing a soldier hat with a grenade in its mouth. The grenade and roses off to the side. I thought it was smoke. That's roses. We have two playing cards, like a 52 deck aces, a set of cards. They're both the ace of spades. Oddly enough, one has a hole in it. Putatively from a bullet, and then in really badass font you have "I'm cool as fuck" across the top, because as you know, everybody who is cool as fuck, they have to let you know how cool they are, otherwise how are you gonna know? And at the bottom it says, "But I ain't fucking friendly," and what makes this happen for me.
I like that accent fine. That you just pulled out there for that.
That's fine. Yeah, the whole meme is fine on its own. I can accept that as what it is. What makes it happen to me, maybe this is my attention to detail, I can tell it's made by the page Dirty Deeds, because in the word fuck at the top it says Dirty Deeds. Across the helmet, the bill of the helmet, it says Dirty Deeds, and then at the very bottom under the word friendly it says meme made by Dirty Deeds. So we have 3 points of reference for branding, just in case you weren't clear. about it. But these they just get so ridiculous. Some of them borderline racist. And
I'm not surprised, just go with my demos here. Like, I'm not.
I don't know if you could hear Emily laugh in the back, but I'm using the term borderline very literally, because I don't want to assume. But when you have a what looks to be a rabid dog with a bunch of chains in front of the Confederate flag,
I scrolled, what else am I supposed to
think. Then we also have one where we have a full-on skeleton around a naked person. I don't know if it's a man or a female. It's a cartoon drawing, of course, across the top. Fuck it. And then the bottom. Like this post if you like ass. And then the branding is hard as fuck. Trademark. And so there's just so many things happening. Yeah.
All right. Well, I have one that we can end on, because you just talked about the maybe casual racism.
I don't want this to end.
I know, but so I found one. I mean, this page, they're embracing the Confederacy here, because it's a skull and crossbones with a cowboy hat with a rebel flag on it. And it says, if you're a proud rebel, give me a big hell yeah. So, and also the hat says cowboy extreme. But like extreme, like just the letter X.
Well, how do you know? So yeah, how do you know they're extreme unless they put the X there? They put the X
unless
there,
they
so.
Say it. Yeah.
And so that,
yeah,
so.
And so I mean this one has 629 likes. So you've got 629 at least rebels.
Well, and what yeah. I did over the weekends, I believe Friday night when I first Emily introduced this to me. I posted a couple few to We Believe in Nihilism, and like the one that says, if you're a member of this page, could you please take 5 seconds to comment hi so we know you're alive. Fine, that's well enough. Yeah. We have kind of a scary skull saying that with like really weird colored font over it, but then it goes on and it takes it to 11. So continuing on the same meme, if you can't space dot 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 dot, then and then no space after the dot again. My attention to detail here that just amuses me, because that's a choice somebody made. Somebody made that choice, even if they don't realize they made that choice. They made that choice anyway. If you can't dot 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 dot, then fuck off and die. Oh, okay.
There are only a couple options here. It's like you either say hey or fuck off and die.
And that this post got 1,300 comments until, or I guess it got 1,200 comments until I didn't think it would go anywhere. And so I even commented, I hope all 1,200 of you sheep who commented here realized that this was posted ironically in an act of violent postmodernism.
There we go.
I haven't read the replies to that. Oh gosh, I love how upset
the
people
internet.
Get when you,
you
talk
love
about
the internet.
You get when, I love how people get so upset just when you mention postmodernism, and then all of a sudden they just lose their goddamn mind. This was another one that I posted. I'm sorry, this is just too good to not. This is probably the longest. Why we love the internet.
This will be
the last one. One that's on nihilism right now. I don't know that I can even read this. This reads like it's like old timey, like old style text that goes on. I think it is on a shirt. And of course, it's got the Grim Reaper in the middle. The dumbest thing you can possibly do. Pauses are because there are line breaks. Is piss
right,
off my mom. She will open the gates of hell and escort your ass right on in, and she will do it with a smile on her face.
The Grim Reaper is the Grim Reaper?
I don't know, it's just the Grim Reaper. Does it matter? And he's got a scythe and he's pointing at me, and I feel personally attacked. But again, the branding on it at the in the bottom right hand corner, badass choices.
that was a badass choice to make today.
I don't know what that
good
statement
job,
means.
Good job, 17-year-old in your parents' basement.
Right,
nice work.
How was that not?
Really?
How was that not?
Really nice Who's... work.
Oh, I'm
I mean,
sorry.
I,
we are disparaging
I think that the,
the...
I think this group's... Yeah, no. The youth.
There are many fine people in the group, I'm sure.
And I think that this group's going to get more members after people hear this segment.
They'll get the
So you're welcome. Skull artwork. Speaking of, thank people.
Oh my gosh, this is the best segue ever.
What?
Speaking of the TSE bump, our patrons, we are very thankful of you. And the first one that we always mention, because it's the first on the list here, because I don't know why, Tattoos and Bones, our friend Trevor. So that's fitting with the theme. But if you'd like to also be a patron, you can go to patreon.com/TSE podcast and get access to early and ad-free commercials of the shows, or
ad-free commercials of the show, you just get commercials
and then the commercials have commercials. And so am I on a commercial break now? Well, my commercial break had a commercial break anyway. But if you'd, you know, we'd appreciate it. And just like Trevor, Tattoos and Bones, and Ryan, and Nathan, and Alice, and Cynthia, and Michael, and Frank, and Jeff, and Michael, and Lizzie in the Lab, and Magnus, and Savannah, and Felix, and Chris, and Michael, and Michael, and Sarah, and Josue have done, we would be incredibly grateful. Like I said before, and like in the previous 70 episodes, scienceenthusiastpodcast.com is our full archive. What we have, stuff on Twitter, we have stuff on Facebook. If you want to follow us, I don't know why I say it each week, if you want to follow us, you're gonna follow us. If you don't want to follow us, you're not going to. If you hate listened to this episode and listen to the end, just because, and I know who you are, because we have that level of being able to tell who downloads or no, we don't. This is the, no, how paranoid are you now, though?
Like,
what if we do what if we know exactly what that person now is going, oh my gosh, oh my gosh,
it's me,
we're being stalked, he knows who we're talking about. You can also reach us at
someone will write a Medium article about it, don't worry.
Right and the internet will lose its collective minds, and I'll still be here, you'll still be here, the internet will still be here.
It's gonna do this thing.
And I mean, I'm not scared of you, and we're cool. It's all good in the hood, right, homie?
It is. That sounds really weird coming from you. So why don't we just move to me giving a quote?
To hitting us with a quote of the week.
Yes. Okay. I chose this quote in honor of the fact that I am getting a tattoo on Thursday. So in 2 days, I'm getting a tattoo of part of the cover of my favorite book, Still Life with Woodpecker by Tom Robbins. And the quote of the week is one that I've used before, is one of my favorite quotes ever. And it is, "We are our own dragons as well as our own heroes, and we have to rescue ourselves from ourselves." Love it. Can't wait to get tattooed, my first one. And also, though, really, like, more than that, I think it's a rad quote. And I think it is worth remembering. And, like, you know, we need to be here for, you know, each other, really, too. So, thanks
for
doing
this. Thank you, and for continuing to. I'm angry at myself, though, because I missed this skull meme. And I'm not letting this go. This is going to invade every subsequent episode, because it is so goddamn amazing. This was posted even 2 hours ago.
It's a painting
of somebody with a canoe on a lake with like trees and mountains in the background and clouds that looks really nice, and somebody has photoshopped in a skull into the clouds, and it is fucking glorious.
You know what? I'm glad that you got to have
fight
that.
Me.
I'm not going to, because I'm going to let you have every happy moment on the internet.
I just shared it because it's
you are
so,
you're in the share zone. You are the share
zone. It needs shared. it needs
shared now.
This is a message that needs to get out.
Yeah. Well, and another message that needs to get out is
skulls.
Okay, so there's that. There's also sciencemomsdoc.com if we're just plugging things that we want to put out there.
I mean, let's be honest.
Skulls are my movie. Skulls are better.
That you worked on for 2 years of your life?
2 years.
Or like some shit-posty skull memes. I mean,
we know what you're going to. We know. The shit-posty skull memes win every time. But just in case anybody's not into that, sciencemomsdoc.com. Love you. Talk to you next week, everybody.
The
The music you heard tonight was written and performed by Adam Johnson and was used with his permission. You can contact Adam at adamjohnsondc@gmail.com. This podcast is property of Not Narrow or Straight LLC, all rights reserved.